Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Yes, we are putting ourselves together. Welcome, 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 welcome to the show today. We have an awesome, awesome, phenomenal woman, just simply amazing, who is going to be joining us in just a few minutes to talk about her brand new book, 8 Steps to a New You. 8 Steps to a New You. So I want to give you a minute or two, go and tell your young people, get them on the phone line. I don't know what you have to do to get them up, but you need to get your young people on the phone and hear from a young woman who is doing extraordinary things, even though she's had some hard times and some hard trials in her life. See, this is how we're going to pull our youth up and get them on the road, the right road, the road to where they can utilize all their gifts. So give them a call, text them, email them, get them on the call. I don't care what you have to promise them. Maybe promise them dinner over the weekend or something. But you really, 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 really want to hear from this woman, Melissa Brettwith. She is doing awesome things, going around the world, helping people. She's been to Nigeria. She's been to London, Canada. You got to go, and you need to know how she is able to take her life and transform it into such a powerful dynamic. Like, I met her probably about a year ago. I met her at a networking event. A woman had invited myself and a few others to dinner because she had met Melissa at a networking event. And she was so taken by this young woman's level of enthusiasm and energy. It was overwhelming. So she invited the woman to her home, and she invited myself and 2 other women to come there. So those two other women, it was 5 of us, and we sat around, and she cooked a little nice little spaghetti dinner for us. And Melissa talked to us about being a businesswoman. She talked to us about being entrepreneurs. She talked to us about being leaders. Now, this woman is young enough to be my daughter. And I mean, literally, I could have had her even in my late 20s. That's how young she is. And I'm telling you, she's just doing phenomenal things. But one of the things I noticed about her is that she doesn't let anyone stop her. If she's going to come on the line, call your young people up, let them be encouraged and motivated by what Melissa has to share. And then, as we were sitting down and she was giving us some strategies and tips on how to market our products, on how to build our team. You know, you can't do anything by yourself. I think it was John Paul Getty that said, I would rather have 1% of the energy of 100 men than 100% of the energy of one man. And he was talking about the law of duplication. When you have more people who are able to put in energy into something, you will have a bigger outcome, a much better outcome. And so that is where, you know, she has that as a model, as a motto. And I'm telling you, she is working it out. And she's going to be on. And I remember she talked about her book. So her book came out, I believe, last year, somewhere around April, 8 Steps to a New You, brand new book. She's traveling all around the country and the world. Just a phenomenal, and she's, you know, lives right here in the wonderful state of New Jersey, though that may not last because she's traveling other places. And I love New Jersey, but there are places that have it going on too. So I'll just put it like that. We're not the only ones that's got it going on. And then with all of the cold weather. So we love it. We thank God for any day. But this woman sat down with us, and what a powerful woman of God. She began to pray and, you know, prophesy over us. Let me tell you, we were at that table, and our lives were changed. So I love this woman. She's an awesome young woman, but so very, very wise for her age. Well, let me just read a little bit about her background so that you can understand why I am so excited about this lady. Check this out. Her name is Melissa Braithwaite. That's B-R-A-T-H-W-A-I-T-H. So for those of you who want to go look it up, Melissa, M-E-L-L-I-S-A. And before I read her bio, I just want to warmly welcome each and every one of you to the show today. Thank you for tuning in. We're here on Tuesdays. Oh, wow, tremendous, tremendous Tuesdays. It is going to be an awesome, awesome day. I can feel it in my spirit. It's going to be an awesome, awesome day today. Well, Melissa, she wrote the book, 8 Steps to a New You, and the caption of that book says, now is the time to be transformed through 8 Steps to a New You. And this is her bio. It says, her bio starts out quoting the scripture, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, that which strengthens me. And then it goes on to say, it was this very verse that explains Melissa's breath with strength, her drive and determination to ensure future generations of her community are not lost to government statistics and negative stigmatisms. Melissa began her career in 2001 as a paraprofessional for the Montclair, New Jersey Board of Education, teaching children diagnosed with autism. In that role, she gained extensive experience in applied behavioral analysis. Then in 2007, Melissa moved on to work in the private sector as a facilitator, teaching parenting and anger management classes for at-risk teenager parents and adults. It was during this experience she realized the adults who were in her classes were dealing with the challenges they had been experiencing since their adolescent years, and these adults had inadvertently passed this burden on to their children. She immediately understood that there was a void in the development process of teenagers in her community. She decided that she would do all that she could to fill that void so that these teenagers would not become the very adults that they were enrolled in the classes that she facilitated. I tell you, that says a lot right there. Then in 2008, Melissa embarked on one of the most profound experiences when she visited Nigeria. It was during that trip she realized how she was going to fill that void. She remembered the positive impact she had on the teenage parents and also spent that time reflecting on her own personal experience of not understanding who she was, not forgiving and forgetting her hurtful past, and not truly learning to love herself first. It was during that time in Nigeria that 8 Steps to a New You was born. Melissa Braithwaite's prayer is that millions of people will be touched and their lives will be transformed by implementing the skills learned in this book. Through 8 Steps to a New You, Melissa wants to plant a seed into many lives so they can continue to grow into the person God created them to be. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, you can go to her website. It's simply 8 Steps, the number 8, stepstoanewyou.com. You can go to her website. You can purchase her book. Awesome. I can tell you right now that you won't be sorry. This is one book you will buy, and you will read it. Because we know some of these books we purchase, we don't read them. But you need to read this one. And I know some people read every book they buy, but there are people who don't. And you're going to read that one, though, because that woman has something to say. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Good morning, good morning, Got Motivation. Good morning, Kiva. Good morning, Pat. So I don't know if you've ever heard of Melissa Braithwaite, a young woman right here in the city of state of New Jersey, doing big, big, big things. Like I said, I met Melissa at a very big event, and I know if she's not a millionaire yet, she will be before the year is out, and she probably made $1 million last year because she networks. She's a part of several businesses, network marketing companies, and she has, believe me, you, she had built a serious, serious team. She travels all over the world, and she's going to be on in just a minute, and we're going to hear her talk about her new book, 8 Steps to a New You. She's doing it, y'all. She is not just talking the talk, but she's actually walking the walk. And you can walk it too. All you have to do is very simple. You know, I put on Facebook yesterday, the only difference between a person who lives their dreams and a person who doesn't, the only thing that's different is action. That's it. That's all. It's the only thing. Action is the key. I was going to say action is action. It's action. It's like, you ever seen them film a movie? You guys, lights, camera, action. Nothing happens until the director hollers action. If they could sit there for hours. If that director does not holler action, they'll just sit there. But the minute he or she hollers action, they begin to move. And once they move, what happens? You and I get to sit down and watch a beautifully finished product, a movie, a play, whatever. Same thing in your life. You will see beautiful results the minute you say action. You got to take action. Just like in a movie, you ever see they do those behind-the-scenes shots? Doesn't look so glamorous, does it? People with, you know, hairs, this and that, clothing, this and that, while they're waiting to get out on that stage or to get in front of that camera. Once they do, wow, you get an awesome, awesome finished product. And that's what our lives are like. sometimes it doesn't look so good behind the scenes, so to speak. But you just keep on taking action, another action, write another page, write another speech, go for another interview, go take another class, write another lyrics to a song. You keep taking action, and sooner or later, it'll all come together. You know, probably that's why I probably love some of you who know me a little bit better than some others. You know, that's one of the reasons I'm so in love with the Five Heartbeats, the movie. And probably one of the reasons I'm so in love with it is that one scene where Robert Townsend is up in the bedroom with his younger sister, the young girl that can sing so well, and there, and she's trying to clean up. He's trying to write a song. But he's had all these pieces in his head, and he's written them down on little pieces of paper, and they're hidden all places and thrown all kinds of places around the room. And he goes and grabs piece by piece that he thought probably was, you know, trash or wasn't all that. And he threw it somewhere and hid it somewhere. But what happens? She puts it all together and makes a beautiful song out of it. And that's like your life. You've probably thrown pieces of your life away. You've tucked pieces under the blanket. You've hidden pieces somewhere or what have you. But guess what? You got to go get them pieces, y'all. You got to go gather the pieces of your life. Go gather the pieces of your life and make that beautiful book, that beautiful movie, that wonderful play. Your life, regardless of whether you're an author or not, your life tells a story. That's just the way it is. We are living epistles. Somebody is reading your life. They don't need paper and ink on, you know, paper. They can read your life is a story. Well, some people know the story better than others. So you have to make it happen. So our guest has just informed me that she is on her way. I think her plane just landed at the Newark airport, and the chauffeur has picked her up, and they're en route right here to the virtual studio. So we are going to definitely welcome her. I'm so glad you could stay with us, and I thank you for your patience. And she will be here in a moment. She's the author of 8 Steps to a New You. One book, y'all. One book. Some of you think you got to write 10. You know, you tell some people, oh, you should write a book. Immediately, their mind thinks, oh, I've got to write 10 books. You know, because we've seen some movie where, you know, these authors, they get a deal, a book contract or a book deal, and then they have to slave away and held up in some cabin in some secluded place, and that's what you're thinking. It doesn't work. That's movies. When it gets to the real world, that's what they do in the movies. But in the real world, no, you can go to your job and, you know, all those boring days at work, you could have written 10, you could have really written 10 books by now. But so you got those days, and you got those boring weekends, you know, those weekends where you were hoping he would call you to go out on a date, or your guy, and he was hoping she would call you. You could have written 3 or 4 chapters, probably. Or maybe there's just evenings where, yeah, you're just so bored. And you could, you don't know what to do. You're sad. Someone has left you. You could have written a whole, you know, book or 2 books or 3. You see, you don't have to, you could just one story, just one message. Now, I know some people don't feel like, you know, you have as much to say. Some people feel, oh, well, at least I don't have as much to say as you. I understand. This is my gift. I'm only operating in my gift. And that's a whole other thing. What's your gift? Well, Melissa's going to come on, and she's going to tell you about 8 steps to a new you. And as soon as she gets here, she's just going to hit the number 1 key on her phone pad, and that's going to let you know that she's in the host queue. But you have that gift. You have to whatever your gift is, you see. But if you feel as though you're not using your gift, if you feel as though you're like a fish out of the water, then you need to get yourself in the right pond. Some people, the only reason your gift isn't flourishing is because you're in the wrong pond, P-O-N-D, lake, L-A-K-E-C-S-E-A, however you want to look at it. In other words, I'll just break it down even further. You're in the wrong place. The wrong place, the wrong spot. You're just in the wrong place. And that's why the gift cannot flourish. Your gift, again, a fish will flourish in the pond. You lay the fish on some beautiful green grass. The grass is beautiful. It feels good to your feet. It's a lovely grass. But the fish will not survive there because the fish is out of its element to where its abilities and talents will best be displayed. Some of you, the only reason you're not being fulfilled as it relates to your career is that you're out of your element and you are too afraid. Fear is stopping you from going to the right element. You're afraid. Like, I know for some people, the right element, let's just say, I'm going to give you an example of some people that I know. The right element may be, let me just use any example, Los Angeles, California. But you live in, let's just say you live in Detroit, Michigan. But you're afraid to go to Los Angeles because of, well, I don't know anybody there. And I ask them, well, why are you afraid to go there? I don't know anybody there. So why won't you go to Los Angeles? I don't know anybody there. Well, won't you try to, but I don't know anybody there. Some people's biggest fear is that they don't know anybody there, which is very sad. Because, hey, wonderful, wonderful. So Melissa is here. Awesome, awesome. Let me just open up her phone line. Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I am wonderfully blessed and highly favored. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, listen, I thank you so much. I know you just got off your prayer call, and also honor you for sticking with your commitment to do that. And I told them, I read your background to everyone. I've given them pieces of your bio. I've talked about your book, The 8 Steps to a New You. I've talked about how you, you know, were in Nigeria where, you know, God had given you that vision to use the 8 Steps for a New You to fulfill the void that you found that a lot of our teenagers in the community was missing out on. And I told them even how I met you through Deborah with the spaghetti dinner and how I was captivated by your energy, your enthusiasm, your leadership, and just a beautiful, beautiful sister that was so willing. You just came and helped us in a project that we were all working in together, and you gave of your time, though we weren't on your team, and you came and you poured into us. So now I want others to be poured into by Melissa Brentwood, because I think you are awesome. So I would love for you to tell people what they can do to jumpstart their lives, how they can put these 8 steps to the new you in place, and anything else you want to share with us. Go, Melissa.
Oh, wow, wonderful. Well, thank you again for having me here on the call. I am so honored, and definitely, truly, you are an awesome woman of God, just a woman that really, really take her talent and what God has given her to really brighten the life of others. So we definitely appreciate you doing the will of God and definitely making sure people are understanding their purpose and walking into their destiny. But to get everyone jump-started, I thank God that we are actually now into a new century, a new decade in the sense of 2011 is a beginning of a new decade for all of us. And, you know, this is the greatest time for us to really get ourselves geared up for what's to come in the next 11 months. And I always tell people, you know, one of the things that I always keep my mind focused on and remember, this is a solid rock that I stand on, it is God. You know, how can I jumpstart my life for 2011? It's the first, put God first. Allow him to be the driver of your vehicle. Allow him to be the driver of your business, your career, your education. Allow him to begin the start and process of you jumpstarting your life for this new decade coming in, this new year of 2011. Allow him to be the front of everything that you do from this day on. Because at the end of the day, once you allow him to be the one to drive this vehicle, you will begin to see a turnaround. You begin to see how your situation turns in from sadness to joy. Your tears turn from sadness to now becoming tears of joy. So to start out the process of your new beginning and for you to begin to walk into your destiny is to actually allow God to be the driving force of your vehicle. So, you know, again, my book is called The 8 Steps to a New You. And the first step to becoming a new you is actually knowing who you are, you know, and the process of knowing who you are is actually understanding what am I here for? What is my purpose here in life? What am I called to do? You're not only called to work for someone to utilize your time for their effort or utilize their time to make them rich. You're called for a purpose. Why did God destine me for my mom to have me on October the 22nd, 1981, for me, Melissa, now at the age of 29 to be here? Why? You know, again, you know, Lalisa said it best that I went to Africa to find that out, and it was not like 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I found this out like 2 years ago, that my purpose on life is to serve others. So, I mean, going into this year, yeah, 1 week out of this year, this month, once January begins to pass on, you realize that the months are going to go by faster and faster and faster. And if I can just give you some tips on to beginning your year, begin to map out your year in your quarters. So you can actually figure out how God has designed for you to be, what you're going to be on this year, how you're going to accomplish his will this year. Design your year in quarters. Every year has seasons. You know, we have the spring, the summer, the winter, the fall. We have seasons. And the quarters in business, we look at it as first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. I mapped out my year as the first two quarters, I am building my wealth. People say, Melissa, why are you talking about wealth building? You know, I believe that in order for me to fulfill the purpose that God has for me in my life, I must financially get myself to the point where I'm able to push forth his destiny, push forth his purpose that he has for me, which is serving and helping others, okay? So my first two quarters, I decided to really focus on building my wealth. My wealth is not built in a capitalist economy, which is working for someone, basically trading time for money. That is not where my wealth is built. My wealth is really investing money for time in the market economy where I have a product, where there's a price on that product, where I'm pushing that product to service others. So, again, the first thing that I will suggest for you is to really think about dividing your time. What am I going to do from January to March? What am I going to do from April to June? What am I going to do so I can begin July building my dream and fulfilling my God-given purpose here on earth? Now, and that's how you understand who I am. So to really get yourself geared up to start this year, begin to focus on building your wealth. people have been going through this down economy, and please do not adapt the mentality of I am, you know, we are having a down economy moment, or there's, you know, circumstances are getting harder. If you adapt that in 2011, it will begin to stay, it will continue to be hard for you. So I will really suggest for your mind to be shift and change from, yes, there is a cash flow problem the economy's having, but I, Melissa Brathwaite, will not dwell within that. I am above and not beneath. I am a lender and not a borrower. I am going to be more than a conqueror, which is I'm going to have the victory that God has promised for me, because the wealth of the wicked is laid up for me, which is the just. So change your mindset of how you feel this economy is going and begin to work on January to March building your wealth. April to May, to June, continue to build your wealth and have a goal. My goal between now from January to June is to earn 7 figures a month with my company, Visalis. That is my goal. And from July until December, I will promote my book, 8 Steps to a New You. I will also launch my second book, which is going to be entitled, I should release the title, what is the title of my book? The next book is going to be, I am now stuck with my title of my book. I will come back to that part. I'm right. This is 3 books I have that's going to be launched, but I'm trying to launch the first one, the second one, this September. So again, you know, my goal is to really build my dream July to September, launch my second book, promote my first book, 8 Steps to a New You, in schools, in colleges, in organizations. I have facilitators facilitate the book, 8 Steps to a New You, because it is not a reading book, it's a doing book. You have to do the 8 weeks of really building a better, bolder, and a more wonderful you. So the goal for you to really turn your life around is to break your life up into quarters. And then you will see how the manifestation begins to flow for you and it becomes easier. And then throughout the entire process, please do not forget to give God the glory and to give God back what's due unto him, his first fruit, your offering, your tithes. Give God the praise and never forget to, you know, if you do begin to promote yourself, God begins to promote you into your business, always give God the first credit for him getting you where you are today. So I hope I covered, Lalisa, some of the things that you wanted. I can go on and on, I can just let you just ask me some questions.
Melissa, let me tell you, you have said so many wonderful things already, and certainly I'm going to see if anyone in the chat room, if you ladies have a question, please type it in, and I will definitely ask the question of Melissa, and I welcome those of you who are in the chat room. I had said that, you know, you're an awesome woman, and someone said, yes, she is, and then got motivation and said, yes, Melissa, that is a great goal, 7 figures. I'm in agreement with you. And she said, God is the CEO. And so if there's any other questions or comments in the chat room, I will bring those to Melissa. And I know there are people on the switchboard also, Melissa, who are entrepreneurs. I know there's at least one lady here who is has her own dry cleaning business in Cincinnati, Ohio. So I always give a plug in for her. So if you're ever in the Cincinnati, Ohio area, please take your clothes there. But also, she is a woman who is a, you know, professional business owner, and she is not a necessarily traditional kind of a business, but it is a full service dry cleaner. So it's hard work. But you're certainly so encouraging to us. But I just love when you say things like, you talk about how, you know, break your year up into these quarters. And then you said, and I know you sent me a text or sent something on Facebook that said, because I think I asked you how you're doing or what you're working on now or something. And you said, okay, in the first quarter, the first half of the year, I'm going to build wealth, and then you said in the second half you were going to say that part again.
I'm going to build my dream. I'll build my dream on the second half.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. That's so powerful. You said in the first half you're going to build wealth, and then in the second half you're going to build your dream. Oh, I just love it. And I thank God for, you know, back when I did meet you about a year ago, and you had, you know, shared with me how you have to work on your goal every single day. You must work toward that goal. And when I shared with you a certain dollar amount that I had as a goal, and you told me to take it and, you know, light it on a dollar bill or something like that, and then tape it over my bed. And,
yes.
And I did it. And it's still there, and I won't take it down until I reach that goal. It is still
That's
there,
right.
And that's been a year ago. The moment
wow.
you said it, I went home, and I did it right away. And that's the impact that you have on people. You told me what to do. I went and I did it. I couldn't, and my husband never questioned me. He never said, "What are you doing? That's stupid. What is that?" He never said a word. I wrote the dollar amount on there in red, and it's sitting right there. So when I lay down, I know it's there, and so I haven't forgotten that this is my goal, and
wow.
I know it will be reached. Yeah, and then I love, oh my God, you know, when you're, let me tell y'all, you've got to come and see her in person. Wow. She'll blow you away. She is so motivating. But I love how when you did the seminar and you told us that, you said, we don't work for money. How did you say that? We don't trade. Yeah, we got to stop trading. You know, when you're on a job, and you work on, you're trading your time for just such a little bit of money. But when you work
you're
for
right.
yourself, you're trading money for just
the
a little
time.
Bit of time.
That's right. That's
Boy,
right.
I love
it. Yes,
that
it is right. You're.
Yes,
and it's powerful.
Ahead.
It's really powerful because people have to understand something. At the end of the day, when you're really going to, people always say, well, I don't want to do those multi-level marketing thing. I'm not a good salesperson. At the end of the day, every day we sell something. We sell something, but we're just not getting paid for it. And you're really, really, every time I get up to go to work, you clock yourself from 7 o'clock, the alarm goes on. That's time. You're trading your time to then go to a job to pay you that 40 hours. And at the end of the day, your hopes are so high. The biggest scam to me is a job because you're going in with this hope that I'm going to make this amount at the end of the 2 weeks. And at the end of the 2 weeks, Uncle Sam took his portion and you're left with what? So your time is now scammed out to really, you're supposed to make $900, you only come out with $700. So that's the biggest scam for me. You know, people always say in multi-level marketing, it's such a scam, such a scam. But in multi-level market, I get my whole pay. And then later I pay Uncle Sam. The biggest scam on a job is, like, you work so hard trading your time for money, and the scam at the end of the day is you are the last to get paid because Uncle Sam pays get paid first. So yeah, trading time for money is not, it's okay for now. But once you begin to change your mindset and realize that our ancestors fought for us to be free, not to work for others, is for us to have ownership. Ownership of our car, ownership of our houses, ownership of our business. That means we have to work to put money of investment. Just like the lady has her dry cleaning business, she has ownership in Ohio of that business. Yes, she's not a multi-level marketing guru like myself, but guess what? She has ownership of that dry cleaning because her name is on that business. So she has traded money for time, and how she can leverage her time is for her to train others to duplicate that business where she's at, for she now to open up another brand somewhere, for her to now say, what's so unique about my dry cleaning? I can figure out how I can go green. Go Green can gear her to a newer customers, newer environmental belief in, you know, taking care of the environment. And then she can branch out into a second dry cleaning company to really leverage herself so she can now really, while she's trading that money for time, she's going to now open up a second branch to train somebody else. So when she leave and come back from the beach, she still have money coming into her first and second business. Even though it's not multi-level market, it's a traditional business, you can always turn a traditional business into a multi-level marketing by your activation. While she's trading money for time, she is really learning to leverage time for that money that she has invested. So, yes, I strongly believe in finding a way to really invest money so I can get better time, so I can be on the beach. While I'm on the beach, my bank account is just growing.
Well, I want to know, Melissa, I hope, I heard you say you're going to be writing several other books this year. Well, I hope one of the books you write will really break down how people can trade money for time, because you just broke it down like there, like about 3 minutes, and then you did a fabulous job, and I got it. But, boy, I would like to read a few pages on that, and I know there are other business people that would like that, because my sister, that's my sister there in Ohio that we're talking about with the dry cleaners, my baby sister. And actually, there was another person on one of the other calls said to me, oh, do you think she would want to open a cleaners in Tennessee or somewhere else? So what you're speaking is definitely very prophetic and definitely going to bless her, and I'm going to talk to her offline more about what you're saying, because I got that. And I tell you, and you know,
if you don't mind, I can come back on and really gear. I mean, if you don't mind, maybe we can do another show where other business individuals can really ask their calls, and I can guide you into, again, because in the past I've done business coaching where I coach people into a 90-day process of building their business from the ground and prospering in 90 days. So if you want to do a second call, I would definitely open up my time to really gear some business owners and how to really leverage you. Like, because, again, we get so caught up in, like I was telling somebody, you know, the other last night after my meeting, like, don't keep on going into circles. We do a multi-level marketing business or a business, and we don't see the prosperity coming in. Shift yourself. Shift. Find out what's that loophole. What is that hole that is sinking my money and not allowing me to prosper? So, you know, we can definitely do something on the other end for some business owners so they can ask their questions so I can then guide them to what's the cause or what needs to be changed or what needs to be shifted so they really can begin to start walking into their prosperity and their money invested in so they can get back that time freedom. And just to give you a glimpse of the second book, it's called Open Your Mouth and Speak. That is a biblical book. It's really about you speaking the book of life. And God has laid on my heart. The book is 95% finished. All I have to do is get into my publisher's hand and get the manuscript, and it's awesome. Open your mouth and speak. Out of your mouth comes life and death. So once you read this book, you will begin to speak life. I add some prayers in there where you would decree. The Bible says, decree a thing and so shall it be established. So people have our, that's why I pray. My prayer calls is at 6:40 in the morning. I pray at 9 a.m. I pray at every 2 hours I pray. Every 3 hours, I'm sorry, I pray. And I meditate on God's word 20 chapters a day. People say, Melissa, where do you find the time? Guess what? The biggest time I have is a time with God. Because if I don't allow him to be my first person that I get up in the morning to see or to speak to, then it's a problem. So, I mean, we must learn how to open our mouth and to speak. And speak the prosperity in our life. Speak that we're healthy. Speak that we're wealthy. Speak that we are more than enough. We have more than enough. Speak that our children are going to be doctors and lawyers. Speak that we are going to be a successful entrepreneur or successful business owner. Speak that no matter what comes my way, I shall overcome. Speak that I will travel the world and see it all. Speak that I shall have 7 figures in my bank account before the end of this year. Speak that I will win 100 souls this year for the Lord. Speak what you need. Open your mouth and speak is my second book, and I can't wait to release it. So just wanted to put that in there for you.
Wow, Melissa. You know, you, oh gosh, you are so awesome. And in the chat room, Got Motivation said, I love you, Melissa. That's Adele J. Fox.
Love you too.
She says, I love you. You are right. She said, the biggest scam is a job just over broke and how many times. We heard that and you said that. And she says, we are all conquerors and just start to shift mind. And what I want to definitely say to you, Melissa, I tell you, you are truly, truly unique. And I'm sure you hear that all the time. Well, you're going to hear it one more time because you really are. You know, I haven't talked to you in probably a year. It's probably been almost close to a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not like we were posting each other on Facebook or we're sending each other emails. No. You know, I, you know, just dropped in my spirit to invite some dynamic people on the show. That's all the Lord told me. He didn't give me any names. He just said, begin to invite dynamic men and women on this show. And he said, you know, so Monday we had Terry Clay yesterday. Awesome.
Wow.
Young woman.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And then he dropped your name in when I got ready to say, well, God, who? And then that's when you came up. And I was like, in my mind, I'm thinking, I haven't talked to her in a long time. You know, you have forgotten me, but I figured, you know, I don't talk to you. It's not like we're best buddies. We don't hang out together. And I sent you the request. And but so you're so right, but you got to speak a thing and then act on it. I acted upon it. You said, I will do it. I was like, wow. And so, you know what, in my book, you're tops, because you could have been like, oh, and you know, yeah, you had your prayer call this morning. You could have used that as an excuse, you know, I don't have time. You know, you said, I can do it after the prayer if that's okay. And so, you know, and then you even said, you know, I'll be off a little bit early, I'll try to rush it. You know what, I tell you, I just love you. I mean, you are awesome. Your books are powerful, and just to hear your voice, and that's, and I'm sure you get this all the time, you have such a soothing command for your voice.
Wow.
You know, it's just beautiful. I you hear that a lot, right?
Not really. I've never heard that part, but I always tell people one of the things that is the God in me. Always remember that the greater is he that's in the world. That's the rhythm is he that's in me, that's in he that's in the world. Your name is considered great. So it's because of, I just feel like because of the God in me, I allow him to shine. So I never heard that before, but wow. Well, thank you. It's just the God in me. I give God all the glory. I take no credit for who I am today. I give God all the praise. So the awesomeness of me is God. So I really, you know, thank you so much, you know, and I'm honored that God is being glorified this day. I really am.
And what you said about coming back, oh, my goodness, just offering that. Yes, you could come back anytime. Please come
thank
back.
You.
Oh, my
thank
God. I mean,
you.
Just, I mean, and I know you're so busy. I know you're traveling to London and Canada.
Yeah, yes.
Great. That you're doing with artists and your other network marketing company and your book. Oh, my God. So I know you're all over the world. And the fact that you care enough about the business owners that you would step back into that role of coaching business owners, small business owners, just, oh, my God, no wonder you're in prayer. I mean, to have such a powerful anointing like that on your life, I really could cry right now, but I have to rush off to work later, and I can't mess my head up again. But.
Well, I'm
so
glad.
Special.
I'm honored. I'm so honored. So thank you for just really having me. And again, I mean, my purpose is to serve others. And if my purpose is not being fulfilled, then God means that means his name is not going to be glorified. And one of the things that God has said to me as a prophet, a prophetic word that he said that he will give me the key of the business world. How would he give me the key? Maybe it's to serve others, to help them to get into their destiny. And, you know, to build my, you know, while I'm building my business, I'm also serving others that way as well. So truly, and I'm really honored to say I can come and really share my knowledge. And, you know, sometime, you know, the way God speaks to me is when you ask me a question, he would then really, like, my brain works as like a matrix. So, you know, and he would literally map out what's what's this person need to do and how do they need to go. And I will just speak it not from me, Melissa, but because the God in me is telling me what to tell you. So I work on the prophetic anointing, and I thank God for the blessing, the gift that he has given to me, his daughter, to really accomplish that. So, yes, business owners, if you're out there, I definitely do some coaching sessions and to really inspire you to be great, inspire you to work hard as you can to accomplish your goal, not in a year, I mean in days. I mean, I wrote my book in 30 days. I published the book under 60 days. I mean, things are not hard to make it too hard for ourselves. You know, you can establish a business. I did artists, the last business I was in, artists, I did seven levels in that company in 60 days. And this new company in Visalis, I'm looking to do, get to the highest rank in 45 days. And, you know, people say, Melissa, why you always want to break record? Because the God in me wants me to do so his name can be glorified. Always remember, everything that you do is not for your will and it's not for your purpose. It's for the name of God to be glorified. In order for you to establish what you want to do in your business, your career, in your daily living, God's name must be glorified. So if you procrastinate, you'll procrastinate the will of God for your life. You'll procrastinate a testimony that someone else needs to hear from. You are procrastinating that so someone can be healed and delivered from your going forth into doing God's will for your life. So just wanted to make sure I let people know, understand that as well.
Wow, that is so good. Yes, going forth, established. God said in his word that he would establish you. But I just love that positive. You got to speak the things that you want to see. You have to speak our wealth, speak our prosperity. You talked about launching new businesses. You talked about achieving greatness in those businesses that we ought to be achieving to demonstrate the power and the glory of God. So we don't, and he told us everything we put our hand to do it with all our might. And so I just, again, love your energy. Love your given to people here to take their businesses to another level. Don't just be satisfied with the status quo. Sure,
yes.
You reach this level, but let's go higher. You talked about serving others. If that means, your number purpose and the others, and welcome to the show. I see you just joined us, a Motivation Master. Nothing but business owners on this call. Business owners and those who want to be business owners, people that will go back and listen to the archives. They're going to be blessed. Melissa Brentwith, get a copy of your book. They're going to go to your website, www.8stepstoanewyou. The number 8, the word stepstoanewyou.com. Go to her website, Melissa, MELLISA. Brentwith, BRATHWAITE. Go to her website. You can look her up on Facebook. You can Google her. Her name will come up. The book, you can get the book from your website. I think that's the best place for people to get it, even though I'm sure they can get it from Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all those other places. You can go to your local bookstores in wherever you live, and you can ask for the book. If they don't have it, you can ask them to order the book. And you give them her name, and you can get her on Facebook and get her ISBN number. And that's how we can support each other who has books. We can do the same thing for Mr. Howard's book and anybody's book. You go to the bookstore, and if they don't have it, Barnes & Noble's and Borders and these stores, you say, well, I want that book. And if enough people go in there and demand it, that's how those books will get there. But I have no doubt that Melissa's book will be everywhere because she is certainly a gem, as you can see. She is a gem and just a wealth of knowledge. Also, good morning, Mr. Howard and others in the chat room. And if you all have any other questions, we have about 5 minutes left to the show. For Melissa, again, Melissa, I can't thank you enough. If anyone is on this board and you want to ask Melissa a question. Melissa is a career coach. She's a small business coach. She's a life coach. She's a multi-level marketing guru coach. She went 7 levels in artist. I've watched her. I've seen her. I've been to her workshops. I've been to her seminars. And I just know if you ever go to one of her seminars, whatever topic she is teaching, you're going to be blessed and you're going to be changed. She does workshops with businesses, for the colleges, and just empowering people to go to another level. Now, let me just ask you one more question before I know you have to go. What is your secret? And I know you said you're busy and you do these things and you're still able to have the energy to do it. What would be your secret that you could give people to success in terms of really growing your business?
Growing their business?
Yes.
Okay. I would say the secret to someone's success in their business, first thing they really have to really is learn their business. They must learn their business, like what, you know, understand the marketing plan, understand the comp plan, understand, you know, how much this leader is going to lead them into success. The first thing I would suggest is making sure you put forth a blueprint in for your 30, 60, and 90 days in this business. You cannot go into a business without a blueprint. And understand that if, say, for instance, you're doing a cleaning business, like your sister, this is going to give you not a multi-level marketing concept. This is a cleaning business. I would suggest for your sister is to really go back to the table and revisit what was your purpose of opening up a cleaning business. And once you revisit that, why am I doing this business? After you revisit that is, what is my goal to accomplish in this business? After revisiting that is you always have to ask yourself, who are my customers and how am I serving them? Once you revisit that, you then ask yourself, what makes me different from others? That's on her. You know, so again, you have to really write down certain things that allow you to understand your business and understand why you're doing it and understand where you want to go, and then begin to create a 30, 60, 90-day goal. And every single day you must visit it. Every single day you must see it. You must say, I'm going to achieve it, and you must basically do it.
Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Melissa. Thank you so much. Well, that was phenomenal, y'all. I tell you, I know you got a lot out of this. I got a lot out of it. Can't thank you enough, Melissa. Again, that's Melissa, M-E-L-L-I-S-A, Brathwaite, B-R-A-T-H-W-A-I-T-E. She is on the internet. You can go to her website for her book, 8 Steps to a New You. Go to her website.com, purchase the book. You can connect with her on Facebook. You can follow some of the things that she is doing, and that way I know you have an event coming up here in New Jersey really, really soon, and you have other workshops and seminars that you're doing here in the New Jersey area, and I'm sure around the country and around the world. And so people, if you can experience her teaching, your business will grow. My business has grown. I met you. And I so thank God for you. And again, I thank you for taking the time to come here and be with us this morning. And we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And we just love and we want to support the things that you're doing, Melissa.
Well, I thank you so much for having me, Lalisa. I really appreciate you. And continue doing God's will and making people know how to really develop themselves. And I thank you for your listeners for listening, and thank you those who are on the chat. I love you as well, and I pray that God will allow what was said to really manifest in your life starting this day. And for those who are on Facebook or following this call every morning, I believe you're on every morning at 7 a.m., right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so everyone, please log in. And, you know, Lalisa's an awesome woman, so we thank God for what she's doing. And I definitely was inspired on today, so thank you for having me.
Okay, thank you. Enjoy your day. Okay,
you
everyone, well, you heard it right here from the business, multi-level marketing guru, but not just network marketing businesses. She's got the traditional business down pat. She can inspire your youth. This is a young woman out of her 20s, I'm telling you, full of wisdom and powers. She's been around the world. She works hard at what she does. She commits all that she has to the Lord. You heard her. How many times a day that she not only prays, but she studies the Word. She got her new book coming out. Open up your mouth and speak. I can't wait to get a copy of that book. We just love you, Melissa. Thank you, Patricia and Hope and Adele and Howard and all of those who are listening. Mr. Paul Carazzi, I know you. He's our Tokyo, Japan connection. And I know he's going to listen to the archive because he's the one who typed on Facebook that he couldn't wait to hear your message this morning. And so I know he's going to go back and listen to the archive. It's around 8 p.m. over there in Tokyo, so he may be out to dinner or something. But he will definitely go back and listen to the archive. And everybody, remember tomorrow we have Mr. Percy Walker, another dynamic author that he's here every week, Melissa. He comes, so I would love if you could do a business segment and maybe come, you know, once a month for a couple months or once a week, however your schedule permits, and talk to us about some business strategies and some ways we can strengthen our businesses.
We'll definitely do so.
Okay, well, everyone, enjoy your day, and remember, keep on getting up, and your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. This has been Coach Melissa.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Melissa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Melissa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Melissa J. Williams.